From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. The Argentine black and white tegu is one of the newest, biggest threats to Florida's natural wildlife. The large invasive lizard was first noticed in the wild roughly 10 years ago. Now it has two main breeding populations, and biologists are trying to contain them. WGCU's Topher Forjas reports they want to stop tegus from becoming established throughout the state.
University of Florida wildlife biologists Kyle Allen and Lindsay Garner walk down a small path on state conservation land just south of Florida City. It's basically the southern tip of Florida. Marshes and sawgrass surround us for miles. Garner is leading the line. She's heading toward a foot-tall metal cage that's tucked away in the brush.
We have a tegu.
Inside the cage, a 2.5-foot-long lizard thrashes back and forth. They're called black and white tegus, but this one has more of a yellow in between strips of jet black scales. Tegus come from South America. They're popular in the pet trade, which is how biologists think they ended up in the wild. They can get pretty big, up to 5 feet long, and they're not picky eaters.
Snakes, other lizards, cocoa plums, fruit, vegetables, small mammals.
That's Garner. She and Allen are part of a federal, state, and local effort to control the tegu populations. One's here in Miami-Dade County, and the other is in Hillsborough County. Biologists have spent the last few years trying to learn more about this animal, especially how tegus live in Florida. Garner says they want to know how fast they grow and how long until they can reproduce.
We don't know too much from their native range, and we definitely don't know a lot about, you know, what's going on here, because they have a completely different set of conditions in the environment that they have to contend with.
The team pulls out a bag from the back of the truck and kneel on each side of the cage. They place the bag over the opening of the trap.
These tegus are very powerful creatures, so sometimes they do make a straight run to the back of the bag, and if the bag isn't secure on the trap, it'll just start taking off into the woods, and you know, you'll have a loose bag.
But this lizard slinks into the bag.
So there he goes.
They write down some data, and the bag tegu goes into a bin in the back of the truck. Dangerous reptiles is scrawled on the cover.
So we'll take this animal back to the lab. We'll have one less tegu in the Everglades.
It's just one part of a larger effort to figure out the tegu's population size and range. The traps give them some idea. Last year, state and federal partners caught 410 tegus. They stopped trapping this month, and so far, they've already caught more than 600 tegus. Allen says they plan to increase their trapping efforts next year.
If the number of tegus removed stays about the same, then we're doing a very well job right now. But if we double our removal number of tegus, then we know that it's a bigger problem than what we thought.
Scientists want to avoid what's happened with Florida's most famous invasive species, the Burmese python. They say it will be next to impossible to rid the state of those large snakes. But tegus especially worry biologists because they do something pythons don't. They can do the reptilian version of hibernation, meaning they can survive in colder places.
And that's really scary because, you know, tegus not only have the potential to be a problem in South Florida in our subtropical climate, but they could also spread into temperate climates much further north than we're seeing the python so far.
Tegus are all over the state. There have been reported sightings as far north as Nassau County, as far west as Bay County, and across South Florida from the east to west coasts. Jenny Ketterlin Eccles is a biologist with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. FWC contracts UF for tegu work and studies. She says staff catches about 30 each year from the Hillsborough population.
So the Hillsborough population is more spread out among an upland ecosystem as opposed to in the Everglades where they're kind of concentrated on the levees and canals. So it's been a lot harder to get a handle on what's going on with that population and to determine how many there are.
Ketterlin Eccles says they hope to do an assessment of that population next year. Back south of Florida City, UF researchers Kyle Allen and Lindsay Garner are finishing up checking traps around a levee. Garner worries about native Florida wildlife, like the threatened American crocodile that nests at the Turkey Point nuclear power plant to the east. That's because tegus love to eat eggs. They euthanize the tegus they've captured and perform necropsies to learn more about them.
The euthanizing part, you know, it's the least favorite part of the job, but it's a necessary evil. There's absolutely no other viable option.
Garner says the tegu population in South Florida feels sort of like a bomb. It's ticking, like the bomb that went off with the pythons, and they could no longer be contained. Garner and Alan pull onto the road that leads out of the conservation land. They drop me off at my car, then head back in, hoping to help defuse this bomb before it threatens more of Florida's wildlife. Topher Forges, WGCU News.